From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Is there a Twitter revolution underway in Iran? It's become a common observation. Protesters are using social media to communicate in the face of government censorship of traditional media. Some people would say it is the second Twitter revolution. Similar claims were made about the protests earlier this year in the East European nation of Moldova. Well, Ethan Zuckerman of Harvard says that the tweeting in the streets of Tehran and back in April in the streets of the Moldovan capital, Chisinau, have this much in common. They have both been exaggerated. Ethan Zuckerman, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And if the media are overdoing the Twitter story in Iran, what do you think is the real story?
I think the real story is that we have a protest movement where hundreds of thousands of people have very bravely taken to the streets. And I think it's fascinating that social media is letting people feel a great deal of solidarity with the protesters.
But are the protesters communicating with one another through those social media?
Not primarily. We think the protests are much more organized by traditional media, by people calling each other on mobile phones or sending text messages back and forth. Social media is mostly giving us who are outside of Iran a picture of what's going on the ground, but I don't believe it's the main organizing medium on the ground.
Now, how do we know this? How well can one research the degree to which folks are using, say, Facebook or Twitter or whatever it might be?
Well, we can make some guesses at it based on how easy or how difficult it is to use those social media tools within Iran at the moment. Those tools are blocked. It's probably quite difficult for people within Iran to be using these tools on a regular basis for back and forth communication. What we've been hearing from people we're talking to in Iran is that a couple of different things are going on. Yes, some people are definitely tweeting from the streets to report on what's going on. Other people are calling family or friends in the States and giving them reports, and then their family or friends are posting from unfiltered internet in the U.S.
Well, take us back to April now and Moldova, where there were protests in the former Soviet Republic. What role did Twitter play there?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, the role that Twitter played in Chisinau is pretty similar to what we're seeing in Iran. People on Twitter suddenly notice people using an unusual tag. You can add a little string of characters into your tweet to make it easier to follow. And the tag that people were using was hash, the number sign, and then P-man, which was an abbreviation for the main square in Chisinau. And so when people started seeing a lot of these P-man tags, people started finding out more about the protests, writing about it, blogging about it, calling attention to it. And very quickly, we had people showing up and declaring it a Twitter protest. And we went through it, and we discovered that over the course of those protests, only about 1,000 people used the tag. As we look more closely, we also discover that of those 1,000 people, only a small minority of them were actually in Moldova.
You have to explain something to me as a non-tweeter here. You have remarked on the degree of retweeting. What does that tell you, and what is it?
On Twitter, if you want to quote someone else, you say RT, retweet, that person's name, and then what they said before. And it's a way of essentially saying, I'm not saying this, but my friend said this, and I thought this was interesting. Retweeting is a pretty common practice on Twitter, but on an average day, we see maybe 1 out of 20 posts is a retweet. Looking at posts that have the Iran elections tag, about 1 out of 3 was a retweet. People are using that tag, this discussion about Iran elections, to amplify the few reports we're getting from the ground. What it seems to be is that we're getting a few eyewitness reports, and then there are many, many people who are then repeating those things by retweeting them.
Ethan Zuckerman, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ethan Zuckerman is a senior researcher at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He is also a co-founder of the blog GlobalVoicesOnline.org.